you know, if you put it down, maybe you won't be as conscious.
I'll start it, yeah.
It. Yeah, okay.
So, like, whenever, let's say, like, I'm walking and I'm wanting to walk back through a doorway or walk over a crack or tap something, I sort of just, before, it's almost like before the obsessive thought can come in, as I'm wanting to redo my, you know, do the compulsion, I just tell myself, okay, I don't have OCD, I'm a normal person, and it's in that moment I sort of fall into the mindset of a normal person, and then I can continue to walk. So it's like I'm trying to override the OCD with a new belief system, because I think the what you believe is really powerful.
Sure, absolutely.
So, and then I also noticed that if I stop and think about it, like, if I ever try to rationalize with the OCD, I'll lose. Because if I stop and say, okay, don't go back, you know, I try to fight it, by the time I've done that, it's already giving me 10 reasons why I have to do it, and right. I've lost. So I have to just continue.
And does... And then pre-planning can also help with that, too.
Yes. So, like, knowing that something is going to trigger compulsions, just that knowledge, kind of, I pre-plan for it, so then when it happens, I'm already, it's like, takes away the magic of the thinking, and it's almost like it's predictable, and then I am prepared to ignore it or sit with it for a while, but I've already predicted that it's going to happen, so
like,
I feel prepared.
For example, like, what have you done?
Packing. Like, packing's okay. Really big. Okay. So when I was packing, I knew that I would feel triggered. So I, like, also will have someone sit with me while I pack, or I'll watch a funny TV show and do something that I know is going to relax me, and then I'm just prepared. Or, like, the thing that was really helpful is I pick out outfits in my mind so that there's no,
like, ahead of
arguing
time.
With it. Ahead of time.
Right.
So that there's no arguing with it.
And why do you think having, like, somebody there or listening to, you know, a funny show helps?
It's like the normalcy. I think, like, okay, what would a normal... I'll, you know, ask them if they like that outfit, and if they like it, then I understand that if something's... I'm feeling a weird way about it. It's OCD. It's not actually me. It's like, it's an irrational thought. And then also, I'll sometimes say, like, hey, I really want to pack this, but I'm being OCD about it. I'm nervous too. And, you know, they'll say, okay, well, that's crazy because it's really cute, so put it in the bag.
And has that worked for you, though?
Yeah.
Have you then done it?
Yeah.
Like, did you, when you went to... went away this last time?
Yeah, I don't think there was anything that I wanted to bring that I didn't. And I wore the shoes the whole trip.
Really?
Yeah.
And what happened then to the fearful thoughts at all? Did they ever begin to be triggered?
No, not with the shoes. I kind of just didn't let them go there.
Okay. You kind of, in a way, almost had the door closed to even allowing... those kind of crazy thoughts to enter.
Right.
So obviously you had pre-planned bringing those shoes with you on that trip.
Yes, because we talked about it. So I was like, okay, I'm bringing them. I think if I hadn't done that, I would never have brought them.
Right.
But I really needed them.
But if we hadn't talked about it, but you realized you would really like them, you really needed them, but again, because of the eyes being on them,
yeah.
And fearing that if you brought them,
right,
they could make you blind.
Right.
Right. But by pre-planning to take them, what did that do to, do you think, to that irrational idea that it could make you blind?
Well, I think that it, I just didn't think about it. Like, it didn't really, like, I didn't think about it. I wasn't letting it.
It didn't
dig in.
Again, you just kind of pre-planned. It would be good to have these shoes. So I'm just going to do it.
Right. And I already knew I was going to be nervous about it, but I just sort of did it anyways. And then I wasn't as nervous as I expected because I hadn't sit and thought about it. Like, I didn't sit and pack and have, like, the moment the thoughts enter, then I've sort of lost because You know, and I think I have to learn how to be able also to sit with those if they do come up, mm-hmm. and not be scared of them. Mm-hmm. It's like they hold a little too much, like, power. So I think that's part of, like, the long term. Well, like, today in the doctor's office, I just went to my, like, regular doctor. And there's like a blind person there.
Oh no.
It's like such a trigger for, like, I run into all of my triggers.
Okay.
So
what happened then? Seeing the blind person.
I just kept like paying attention to it, and I like couldn't stop paying attention to it. But I'm trying not to make everything personal.
Yeah.
And like, one of my friends who's an acupuncturist, because I'm thinking about going back to school now, and she was like, you know, when you're practicing, you just have to think of your job is to figure it out and to solve the problem, not to, like, take on, not to feel it, because I just take on people's problems.
Right.
So I've kind of been working on deep personalizing things.
Right. Not owning it.
But I also tried to look around the room, and I was like, okay, like, this lady's clearly unaffected. Like, I tried to think, like, what would Matt think in this instance? He'd be like, whatever, this wouldn't even face him.
What would a normal person feel? Yeah,
right.
And good then to choose one good, healthy, normal person like Matt.
Exactly. If I kind of think, how would he react in this situation? I'm like, okay, that's probably what's right.
Right. And do you then almost find yourself like, almost like looking like or acting like he would act?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I feel more normal.
Right.
And I'm trying also to just tell myself, like, we talked about this, like, I'm capable of handling it, whatever it is, and, like, just tell myself that I'm safe. Like, I'm just trying to make myself feel like, okay, like, I'm safe. There's nothing to not feel safe about.
Now, when and where will you say that? What will be the cause, the trigger to
just like
affirm that?
Just like being in the doctor's office today, like, there's a person who, like, I was just so uncomfortable. Like, you know, there was like this really large person who, like, had a smile, and I was just like, okay, like, I'm safe. There's nothing to, like, be uptight and rigid about. Just chill, you know. It's like I get worked up all the time. It's like, just relax, it's fine. So I'm trying to do that. I am just, that is my worry, is knowing I know something, and I'm trying to be prepared for the fact that something will trigger it. Whatever it is.
And are you anticipating, like, specific triggers, or just that, you know, at some point, some fear will be triggered by something?
Yeah. Like, there's always something that makes me go back to it.
And then you're saying, too, about really working to eliminate all counting and tapping, all kind of these easier sort of things.
I'm trying to get rid of the little things, because I realize they, like, take over. Mm-hmm. And they go into, like, a loop, a brain loop, where it, like, reignites all of the thinking patterns. So the little stuff that I do adds up a lot. Whether it's, you know, changing the music, or I'm just realizing I do so many things and I don't even think about them. Like, when I pull into my parking spot or my driveway, I, like, have to switch the music for no reason. Wow. And then sometimes I'll just switch it and I won't like the song that's on, and I just have to keep switching it until the song feels appropriate. Like, that kind of thing. I'm like, okay, you're not changing the song. And it's so small, but it's hard.
So how are you able to do it despite the fact that it's hard?
I think that I'm just doing it, and then I try to refocus right away. I'm trying not to give myself that gap in right. thinking. And I'm trying to get to, like, okay, if something, like, when I was just having I don't even know if it was heart palpitations or just like a spasm, whatever. That would have like totally freaked me out before, would have like panicked and started researching stuff, and I would have been like, I can't wear this vest, you know, like
right.
That would very much be, so I'm trying to, even if my brain starts saying, like now my brain was like, okay, well now since that happened here, you have to be careful about what you wear for dinner tonight because you don't want it to happen again. So
I'm magical thinking where it pairs these things.
Yeah.
The experience and you know, environmental stimuli.
Right. That's still, I'm working on not pairing everything.
Right.
Or if it pairs, trying to understand that it's not legitimate. It's not real.
But there's not really a cause and effect.
Right. Right. It's that it's something
there
that...
There may be the memory association, but there's no real life cause and effect.
Right.
Right. And so you're saying, too, then, about trying to eliminate all of these little things, because if you don't eliminate all of them, you've been there before.
Yeah.
And if you don't eliminate all of them, what can happen?
If I don't eliminate all of them, then I'll keep doing it. Like I'll do, you know, it's very easy for it to escalate. And if I'm doing a few of them, then it's like the obsessions can cycle.
So it really is very much that all or nothing at all.
Yeah, it's very much, I think of it like, yeah, like a drug.
Right.
You can't do, like, a little bit of it.
It's hard to do just a quarter of a line of Coke.
There's no point. Right, because right. Then, like, the second I do a little one, yeah. Then I just want to start doing a lot more.
Right.
So it is really like an addiction, and I also recognize that, like an addiction, it can easily come back.
Right. So it would be kind of like trying to help an alcoholic recover by getting them to just drink, you know, 2 shots of whiskey a day.
Right. Exactly.
It's not going to last for very long.
No.
No.
And it's not, it's sort of miserable for them too.
Right.
So I think that's helps getting, smashing out the little ones.
Good. So since we last spoke then, God, that was like December 22nd.
Yeah.
Almost 2 weeks ago. You went to Florida.
I went to Florida.
Now, you can turn that off if you'd like.